head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Tom Collin. And, Coach, wow, what a game last night over in Tulsa. Here you are on overtime, and you won in overtime.
It was a barn burner. We were probably lucky to get out of there, to be honest with you. But part of the growing process for this team, it lacks maybe the experience that last year's team did. So I told the kids after the game they learned a valuable lesson and still got away with the win. And that doesn't always happen for you.
64-56 overtime win at Tulsa, led by Kiara Peak, who posted her first career double-double, 17 points, 14 rebounds. But how about the shot that Kelsey Hatcher drained, the three-pointer to tie it and send the game into overtime?
Well, it was crucial. You know, obviously it was crucial for us in this particular game, and I think crucial for her as she continues on. You know, she's been a kid that has been sitting back waiting to get an opportunity to play, and she hit a couple threes last night, that big three. And, you know, as this team evolves, we've got to figure out who's going to take and make big shots for us. We've always had seniors last year to make those shots. And this team, we don't know who that's going to be. Everybody assumes it's Sarah Watkins, maybe Callie Berna. But to have Kiara Peak step up and play the way she did, Kelsey Hatcher to hit a shot that put us into overtime, that's all part of the growth, I think, of this team. So pretty happy for Kelsey. She's in here watching videotape right now, trying to get better. So that's a good thing.
When I heard that the game went into overtime and that it was a three-pointer at the buzzer, I thought, okay, first off, it's got to be Callie Berna. She won a state championship with Fayetteville in what I believe the second overtime against Northside by hitting a three-pointer down at the Summit in Hot Springs.
Well, and she's going to hit big shots for us as well. But, you know, right now we need her to score, but we still need her to facilitate. And she didn't have quite as good a shooting game, but it was nice to know that, like I said, a Kiara Peak or a Kelsey Hatcher stepped up and made two threes, and Q Williams came alive late in the game. She really struggled early, but she really got it going late and made a couple crucial baskets in the overtime for us. So, you know, as this team evolves, it's going to be a different set of characters, and we've just got to have different people step up at different times.
Coach, when you look at the season and you play another team from Tulsa next in Oral Roberts, mm-hmm. before you go to Hawaii, what a trip to go to the islands for a little vacation, but hoops as well over the Thanksgiving holidays.
Well, we're excited about it. It's going to be my first trip back there since we went there when I was an assistant here for Coach Blair back in the day. And so we've been planning the trip for a while. I know our kids are real excited about it. It's going to be a real competitive tournament. It seems strange, but we're going to play Oklahoma in the first game. It's a long place for both of long way for both of us to travel to be playing each other out there in Hawaii, but I guess I'd rather play him in Hawaii than maybe play him over in Oklahoma.
Coach, your trip to Hawaii, is that a tournament setting, or do you have your games already lined up, or is it like a double elimination tournament, or how is that format going to be?
It's a round robin. There's four teams in the tournament. We open with Oklahoma. They're probably the best team in the tournament. Then we play the host school, Hawaii, in the second game. And then the third game we play the University of Oregon, where Paul Westhead, who used to be on the men's side, is trying to get that program going out there. So another good BCS school. So good competition for us all the way around. We play those games Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We fly in. We play Oral Roberts Monday, and we fly out of Tulsa on Tuesday, get there Tuesday night. So we'll have Wednesday and Thursday to prepare, relax, enjoy it. And then it gets crazy. Then three games in a row pretty quick.
How much time are you going to let them spend on the beach?
We'll let them spend a little time on the beach. Probably not once we start playing the games. We can't afford to let them do that. It wears them down. It's pretty hard to play three games back-to-back. So the last thing you want to do is get overexposed to the sun. But, you know, they could go out there and relax, you know, a little bit in the evenings and stuff. And we'll probably take them snorkeling, or we'll do something like that with them on the first couple of days when we're in there.
On your roster you got right now, how many of your players are in-state players, and how important is it when the state actually produces a player that can play D1 that you get them and you don't let them go to a different college in the SEC?
Well, it's important for us. You know, Kelsey Hatcher is a good example. She was a kid when I got here. She was going into her senior year in high school, and we recruited her, and she went to Oklahoma State instead, and kind of has come full circle and now is back on our roster. You know, Callie Berna has done a good job. We signed Player of the Year last year. Melissa Wolf out of Cabot. I would prefer to say have all the best Arkansas kids, to be honest with you, and win with those. I think it'd be better for our fans. But, you know, sometimes those kids will come, sometimes they won't. And you got to get the best players you can and kids to compete in the SEC. So that's probably as important as anything is you get great players.
And, Coach, I know that early signing period's still ongoing. I know you can't talk about those who haven't signed and faxed the letter in, but those that have, wow, what a pickup in Bria Pitts.
I think so. We actually do have all of our letters in. The last one came in just yesterday.
Perfect.
Or just about an hour ago. So I got all three of them. Bria Pitts from over at Tulsa East Central, very excited about her. She had originally committed to Ole Miss, and then she came back her way late. Kelsey Brooks, who's probably the leading candidate for Miss Basketball in Kansas. She's from up in the Kansas City area. And then Mackenzie Adams, whose father, Peanut, played football mm-hmm. here. And she was, of course, raised and lived down in Bryant most of her career, and then she moved down to Texas this year. So we're excited about all three of them. All three of them are ranked in the top 100 in the country, arguably, and you never know this till they get here and they evolve, but arguably the best set guard, three guards in the same class, maybe in the history of Arkansas. So, but we got to get them up here. We got to let them get better and play itself out. But right now, we're pretty excited about signing day.
I know the boys. If you look at on the boys' side of college basketball right now, a lot of freshmen come in and they play right away. For the ladies, though, is it tougher? Do you think for a freshman girl, a true freshman, to come in and just play impactful minutes, do you like to redshirt your guys when they get here? How do you like to treat each freshman?
Oh, I think it's difficult to play as a freshman, and it's a lot more difficult than what it looks from the outside. I mean, I've seen there are hundreds of top 100 players or top 10 players in the country that will go to an elite program. And you got to remember, when you go to an elite program, they've already got good players there.
Right.
Those kids have an advantage over you. And it's really hard to unseat somebody. So I think if a freshman is going to go and be impactful and have a chance to start somewhere, there has to be a real opening on the roster where you're graduating several starters at that position. And under those circumstances, those kids can step in and play. And, you know, this senior class that we just lost was a good example. Lindsey Harris and Sierra Ricketts came in and started, and they were four-year starters because they were the best players we had as freshmen. And, you know, and they evolved from there, and they made their mistakes early, but they got better and finally really helped us turn this program around. So it's tough, but if you got the opening there, it's fine. I think these three kids, I think they're all going to come in and they're going to impact us. You know, whether they start or not, they're going to have to unseat some starters probably to do that.
Coach Colin, as always, we appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on Overtime, and hopefully this is when you're in overtime, it's with us. You don't have another overtime period, and you don't even have to worry about it trying to get it to overtime to try and win a game. Hopefully it's in the books by the time the clock is about to hit zeros.
All right. I appreciate that. We'll talk to you guys anytime.